last ever radio extravaganza. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Happening live in this moment, created now, live, improvised, everything. Until 7 o'clock tonight, and on a Tuesday from 6 to 7 in general, until next week. Please keep listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. If so compelled, participate on the telephone 512-472-5667. If you call 512-472-5667, you will be placed directly onto the air. Playing right now. What are you doing? What are you doing with your telephone? Why? Why are you doing this with your telephone? You.
planet Dawn. This can be done with windows instead of stars. Building piece for orchestra. Go from one room to another, opening and closing each door. Do not make any sounds. Go from the top of the building to the bottom.
Water piece. Water. War piece, what number one? Sleep two walls away from each other. Whisper to each other. Tuna fish sandwich piece. Imagine 1,000 suns in the sky at the same time. Let them shine for 1 hour, then let them gradually melt into the sky. Make one tuna fish sandwich and eat.
Drinking piece for orchestra. Imagine letting a goldfish swim across the sky. Let it swim from the west to the east. Drink a liter of water. Imagine letting a goldfish swim across the sky. Let it swim from the east to the west. Tape piece number three. Snow piece. Take a tape of the sound of the snow falling. This should be done in the evening. Do not listen to that tape. Cut it and use it as string to tie gifts with. Make a gift wrapper if you wish, using the same process with a bonus sheet.
Stone piece. Find a stone that is your size or weight. Crack it until it becomes fine powder. Dispose of it in the river. A. Send small amounts to your friends. B.
You will enjoy your stay in Roman world. While you are there, please feel free to indulge your every whim. Medieval world exists for you, the guest. Nothing can go wrong.
Use any piece of wood. Make different sounds by using different angles of your hand.
Please go to your color-coded trap, which will take you to the world of your joy. Give your name to the attendant.
Stop conversing when you think the person is covered by snow. Three more snow pieces, solo or orchestra. Number one, send snow sounds to a person you like. Number two, walk in the snow without making footprints. Number three, find a hand in the snow.
Listen to the clock strokes. Make exact repetitions in your head.
Joining us. And one of them said, let me tell you, the Navy and the Coast Guard still cannot talk to each other directly. The other said, that's nothing. Relatively small amounts, so 80 million would go a very long way.
That, if we install that, which the technology exists, it's pretty cheap. You can do it for about $5 a card. If you did that, you would basically eliminate false IDs. So, I think it's pretty clear we can do these things. We need to tie these databases together. We can put a chip on the card. Why aren't we doing it? We're not doing it largely for one simple reason. The privacy community has, in my view, raised a whole host of exaggerations and unwarranted fears about using new technology. For example, I'll give you some specific quotes with regard to modernizing the state ID. Frankenstein monster, brave new world, show us your papers state, would lead to massive new checkpoints and a national database. Okay. So the way you convince people not to do this is you convince them that we will all turn into Japanese Nazis. And you will go down the street and you'll be stopped. And as Amitai said, two separate issues. If we want to change the laws, the Supreme Court case now is with the Nevada trooper who tried to pull somebody over and ask for ID. If we want to change that, that's a different issue. But just modernizing and fixing the ID will not lead to any changes there.
In Northern Virginia, Speaker, we'd have to really not respect this 9/11 commission if we weren't going to follow up on the work that they did. That's why we're here today. We're here for the best reasons of the security of this great nation and of the wonderful people who care and entrust upon the United States Congress the ability to make sure we do all that we can to avoid attacks in the future. Mr. Speaker, this time I'd like to yield 3 minutes to the gentleman from Texas, Dr. Paul.
I was recognized for 3 minutes.
In Northern. I thank the gentleman for yielding, and I ask unanimous consent to revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of the rule. I rise also in support of the Sessions Amendment. But I also would like to take this time to make a few comments about why I will be voting against the bill. With the utmost sincerity and the deep conviction, I am quite confident that this bill, if you vote for it, you will be voting for a national ID card. And I know some will argue against that, and they say this is voluntary, but it really can't be voluntary. If a state opts out, nobody's going to accept their driver's license. So this is not voluntary. Matter of fact, even the House Republican Conference has sent a statement around and some points about this bill said the federal government should set standards for the issuance of birth certificates and sources of identification such as driver's licenses. This is nationalization of all identification. It will be the introduction of the notion that we will be carrying our papers.
Why should a black man in America concern himself, since we've been away from the African continent for 400 years, 300 or 400 years? Why should we concern ourselves? What impact does what happened to them have upon us? Number one, first you have to realize that up until 1959, Africa was dominated by the colonial powers, and by the colonial powers of Europe having complete control over Africa, they projected the image of Africa negatively. They projected Africa always in a negative light. Jungles, savages, cannibals, nothing civilized. And naturally, it was so negative until it was negative to you and me. And you and I began to hate it. We didn't want anybody to tell us anything about Africa, and much less call us an African. And in hating Africa and hating the African, we ended up even hating ourselves without even realizing it. Because you can't hate the roots of a tree and not hate the tree. You can't hate your origin and not end up hating yourself. You can't hate Africa and not hate yourself. And you show me one of these people over here who have been thoroughly brainwashed, who has a negative attitude toward Africa, and I'll show you one that has a negative attitude toward himself. You can't.
City peace. Walk all over the city with an empty baby carriage.
Earth peace. Listen to the sound of the earth turning. Water peace. Listen to the sound of the underground water.
Walking peace. Walk in the footsteps of the person in front. One on the ground, two in mud, three in snow, four on ice, five in water. Try not to make sounds. Hide and seek peace. Hide until everybody goes home. Hide until everybody forgets about you. Hide until everybody dies.
Beat peace. Listen to a heartbeat. Power softest. Listen to each other's pulse by putting your ear on the other's trunk.
Concert piece. When the curtain rises, go hide and wait until everybody leaves you. Come out and play. Line piece. Draw a line. Erase a line. Line piece. Draw a line with yourself. Go on drawing until you disappear.
Water piece. Steal a moon on the water with a bucket. Keep stealing until no moon is seen.
Secret. Something none of them knew. Like I had made it to the outside somehow and they were all still struggling way down below.
State of mind, though they get to it a different way than the terrorists on 9/11 hit. More than 200 times in a half a year, people in the United States who are known had that point of view, that way of thinking about their world. Anybody at any time could adopt the same kind of evil motive, adopt a political philosophy, a terroristic impulse, and act on it. And the fact that we know who they are does nothing except enhance our ability to figure out what happened after the
fact. A negative attitude toward yourself, a positive attitude toward yourself, and a negative attitude toward Africa at the same time. To the same degree that your attitude, that your understanding of, an attitude toward Africa becomes positive, you'll find that your understanding of and your attitude toward yourself will also become positive. And this is what the white man knows.
He ate leftovers. In the house, they ate high up on the hog. The Negro in the field didn't get nothing but what was left of the insides of the hog. They call them chitlins nowadays. In those days, they call them what they were, guts. That's what you were, a gut eater. And some of you all still gut eaters.
I thank the gentleman for yielding, and I ask the man's consent to revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection, so ordered.
I thank the gentleman for yielding, and I ask the man's consent to revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection.
That you don't have to show your papers. All you have to do is walk by somebody that has a radio frequency ability to read your passport or read your driver's license. And there's no limitation as to what they can put on these documents. And this bill also allows the definition of terrorism to be redefined. There is no limitations. And, you know, in many ways, I understand how well-intentioned this is, but to me it's sort of like the gun issue. Conservatives always know that you don't register guns. That is just terrible, because the criminals won't register their guns. But what are we doing with this bill? We're registering all the American people. And you want to register the criminals and the thugs and the terrorists. Well, you know, why does a terrorist need a driver's license?
And you and I are in a double trap, because not only do we lose by taking our money someplace else and spending it, when we try and spend it in our own community, we're trapped because we haven't had sense enough to set up stores and control the businesses of our community. The man who's controlling the stores in our community is a man who doesn't look like we do. He's a man who doesn't even live in the community. So you and I, even when we try and spend our money in the block where we live or the area where we live, we're spending it with a man who, when the sun goes down, takes that basket full of money in another part of the town.
Our Negro, that's a Negro that's out of his mind. That's a Negro that's out of his mind. Just as the slave master in that day used Tom, the house Negro, to keep the field Negroes in check, the same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Toms, 20th century Uncle Toms, to keep you and me in check, keep us under control, keep us passive and peaceful and nonviolent. That's Tom making you nonviolent. It's like when you go to the dentist and the man is going to take your tooth. You're going to fight him when he starts pulling. So ladies, squirt some stuff in your jaw called Novocaine to make you think they're not doing anything to you. So you sit there, and because you got all that Novocaine in your jaw, you suffer peacefully.
Just steal the car, or steal an airplane, or steal a bus, or whatever they want to do. So you're registering all the American people because you're looking for a terrorist, and all the terrorists can do is avoid the law. But we, the American people, have to obey the law. If we don't, we go to prison. So I rise in strong objection to this bill, and I hope that there will be a few that will oppose H.R. 418. Thank you.
There they were, all going about their business. It seemed like I knew a secret, something none of them knew. Like I had made it to the outside somehow, and they were all still struggling way down below.
To come here to Detroit this evening. I was in a house last night that was by my own. But it didn't destroy all my clothes at all. But you know what happens when fire dashes through clean smoke. The only thing I could get my hands on before leaving was what I have on now. And it isn't something that made me lose confidence in what I'm doing, because my wife understands, and I have children from this side on down, and even in their young age, they understand. I think they would rather have a father or a brother or whatever the situation may be who will take a stand in the face of any kind of reaction from narrow-minded people, rather than to compromise and later on have to grow up in shame and in disgrace.
Send snow sounds to a person you like. Number two, walk in the snow without making footprints. Number three, find a hand in the snow.
Clock piece. Listen to the clock strokes. Make exact repetitions in your head after they stop. Collecting piece. Collect sounds in your mind that you have overheard through the week. Repeat them in your mind in different
order. Big, white feet. Off our back. You got a bad habit. You're hooked and don't know it. You got what's known as White's disease.
It covers 33 buildings.
Stay calm.
Stay calm. Blow hats all over the city.
Stay calm.
Stay calm. Listen to a bell for an hour. Diminish the sound of piano by ringing it over your head. Diminish the sound of pianissimo by ringing it over your dream. Diminish the sound poco a poco from the pianissimo by forgetting. Bicycle piece for orchestra. Ride bicycles anywhere you can in the concert hall. Do not make any
there was. City piece. Stepping on the pedals of the musician.
It seemed like I knew a secret.
City piece.
Something none of them knew. Like I had made it to the outside somehow, and they were all still struggling way down below.
Double trap, triple trap. Anywhere we go, we find that we're trapped. And every kind of solution that someone comes up with is just another trap. But the political and economic philosophy of black nationalism, the economic philosophy of black nationalism shows our people the importance of setting up these little stores and developing them and expanding them into larger operations. Woolworth didn't start out big like they are today. They started out with a dime store.
And expanded
until today, they're all over the country and all over the world.
I'm pleased to yield to my good friend from Texas, Doggett, 2 minutes.
That was recognized for 2 minutes.
There was two kind of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, we got a good house here, the house Negro said, yeah, we got a good house here. Whenever the master said we, he said we. That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would.
Stay calm.
If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, what's the matter, boss? He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, let's run away, let's escape, let's separate, that house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this? That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today because we still got some house niggers running around here.
Got this guy in Germany. He's got this theory. He wants to test something, you know, scientifically. How the planets go around the sun, what sunspots are made of, why the water comes out of the tap. Well, you gotta look at it. But sometimes you look at it. Your looking changes it. You can't know the reality of what happened or what would have happened if you hadn't stuck in your own goddamn shoes. So there is no what happened. Looking at something changes it. I call it the uncertainty principle. Sure, it sounds screwy, but even Einstein says the guy's onto something. Science, perception, reality, doubt, reasonable doubt. I'm saying, sometimes the more you look, the less you really know. It's proved fact. In a way, it's the only fact there is.
The bears out.
Listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. This is right now, has been, that is all. It is now Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Live collage happening in the moment only that it's happening. Collaged while you're listening. Collaged while you are collaging yourself. Yourself, yourself's phones. Your phone and you together. 4725667. One might find oneself part of said live collage happening now, only happening now. Archives afterwards, pretend that they're now, are available on the internet. There's a webpage, the address, if you can spell counterfolk, counterfolk, FOLK.com/last ever. Or you can just search for Ken's last ever radio extravaganza somewhere on the internet. You'll find the page. It has archives that you can listen to, audio, MP3s of the shows that have happened, including soon, maybe within a few days, the show that's happening now. It can't be there yet. It's still happening now. You can also sign up for announcements, as well as automatic receipt of shows as they're posted online. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza can be heard there on that webpage. Browse to the archives from the last 11 years, or listen here on the radio every week, Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. But not two Tuesdays from now or three Tuesdays from now. Yes, next Tuesday, not today Tuesday. Yes, not the one in 3 weeks. Or the one in 2 weeks, but in 4 weeks. In 4 weeks, you can listen again on Tuesday from 6 until 7, and also next week, and also right now, because it's still 6 to 7. And again, the phone number to call if you want to be on the air right now is 512-472-5667, and then you'll be on the air.
Hey, Ken, this is Ned Sketch, and I just called to say God bless Johnny Cash. That last tune is making me think of Johnny Cash.
Okay.
Peace, brother.
Okay. It's okay. I think it's okay. Do you think it's okay? What do you think is okay? I'd like to know some things that you think are okay. Things that are okay. That's not okay. Things that you think are okay, call up 472-5667. Tell us. Don't tell me. Tell us. sell yourself hell. Okay. Other reasons that you have to call, if you want to. You have to do what it is that you want, or you don't have to. Those are the things that you have to do. You have to not do what you think you have to do, unless you think that you have to. Do you think that? Yes? No?
Yeah. Yes. Tank Reeves is okay.
Okay.
Tank Reeves is okay.
Okay.
Sunsets in Mexico are okay.
Okay. Okay.
This groove is super okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. It's okay that I hear this, the, and, but, from the Independent Media Expo, Staple, the Independent Media Expo. It's happening this Saturday, March 5th. I don't know if that's this Saturday. I suspect it's not. But the Saturday that's March 5th, which is the one that's the one, from 10 a.m., I don't think that's this 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., Saturday, March 5th, Staple of the Independent Media Expo, which is happening at Elks Lodge. Apparently, it's a national event to promote independent creative media. And as an expo, it will feature a conference, an exhibition, a celebration of comics and mini comics and zines and art, and also poster and graphic arts. That is what I know. There will be people there speaking. People you're supposed to want to be spoken to by people whose names you know, whose fame has been asserted to you. Fame, right. But putting that aside, there are tickets that if you call and you want the tickets, then you can call up and get the tickets here and now. I give them to you indirectly via proxy. I have to channel the giving of the ticket to you, the caller, the listener who wants the ticket. If it is something that you want, then call up and say 17 things that are okay. If you call up and you talk about 17 things that are okay, then you get to have two tickets to the Staple Independent Media Expo. The number here is 472-5667. Understand that you'll be on the air telling us 17 things that are okay, and then you get to go to the show. That was 472-5667. And begin the list.
Hello?
That's okay. I don't know if that's... I'm not counting yet.
Okay, I just didn't know if you could hear me. 17 things that are okay. Okay, my cat, Oscarina, is okay. My brother, Brian, is definitely okay. My car, I just got back from the shop. It's okay. I'm okay. You're okay. He's okay. Oklahoma is definitely okay. Let's see. My pajamas, because I wear them every night and they're warm and fuzzy, they're okay. Fish tacos are definitely okay. Let's see. My second grade teacher is okay. My dog is okay. My my truck, my Texas truck, is okay. Most of the countries in Europe are okay, but they're not okay with us. They're okay unto themselves. The corner of Guadalupe and 29th is okay. My sunglasses are okay. The grackles who are flying everywhere into the sunset are okay. I hate to say it, but it's true. My new cell phone that I just got is okay. Bananas full of potassium are okay. Have I reached 17?
645, 10, 2, 3, 6, 6, 61, 30, 30, 30, 6, 2, 3, 6, 34, 6, 1, 30, 6, 45.
Yes, apparently so.
Apparently, I did?
Yes.
Awesome.
I think you actually might have given us too many things.
Aww.
So, I think that's okay, and that's one more thing.
It is okay. That's another
okay.
thing that's okay. Giving you too much abundance is okay.
That's okay.
It is okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay.
So, do I get tickets?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
That is definitely okay.
Okay. Just been informed that, in fairness to those people who only have exactly 17 things that are okay, that I am going to give away two more tickets to the same thing, and you might have to sit on the laps of the other two people who were acting as one and giving 17 things. That was 8.5 things each. You can give 8.5 things each too if you call up now 512-472-5667. And if you give us 17 of your own things, 17 things different from those 17 things we heard, then yes, indeed, you also will receive two tickets to the Staple Independent Media Expo, Saturday, March 5th. So again, here, now, you'll be on the air. 472-5667.
Negroes in America today. I'm a field Negro. Negroes talking about our government is in trouble. They say the government is in trouble.
You are still listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Each time, it is only the time that it is. It is different. It is the same. It is what it is. It's happening now. It's live. It happens and is created and mixed in the moment that you're listening. And it includes you. You are the mix. You are not missing the mix. Oh, yes, right, Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 p.m., also on the internet, all the time, in the past. You can pick and choose the ones that you've heard, the ones that you haven't heard. You can listen to 10 seconds from each one of the shows, and that alone, that can last you for hours. Or you can just pick one and sit down and turn off lights and turn on vacuum cleaners and listen or whatever you'd like to do. I really, it's very important, actually. If you, other than by calling now, if you call now, then I'll know something. I'll receive something. You can, and not just because you'll receive something, 4725667, but if you call, but if you don't, you see, if you don't call and you don't want to call, that's okay. And if you don't want to send any kind of note to me, you don't want to call me afterwards when the show isn't on anymore, that's okay. If you don't want to send me email, the address is ken@counterfolk.com, or you could search online for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, and you can send email through the said webpage to send me the reactions that you have. I don't know if that's okay. I think you should... I would like it if you would do that. Are you going to do that right now?
Ken?
Oh, are you?
Hello?
Oh, what are you going to do?
Hey, what's up?
Yes. Here you are on the air, and you are... Yes? You're going to give us 17 things that are okay? Yes?
Yes. All right. My shoes are okay. I love Adidas. And Ken, you're awesome.
That was three things. If you give us 17 things, if you'd like the tickets that are free. What do you think? No, okay, that's okay. That's one more thing that's okay. You could send email. I would like it. If you could, if you have the ability to do so, if you have the ability to type in messages on the webpage, you can even remain anonymous when you do that, when you send it through the webpage. It's okay. Just to say, I listened, and this is what I felt. Or this is not what I felt. Or something else. I mean, it's yours, but I would like, it's the sharing. Thank you. And that was my request for your feedback. Again, I have the two more tickets here. That's okay. It really is okay, actually. Yes. Next Tuesday from 6 to 7, something else. And yet, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. However, two Tuesdays from now and three Tuesdays from now, not Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Four Tuesdays from now, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Okay. And now here's this. In the meantime, coming up next is KVRX, student radio from the University of Texas in Austin. University of Austin in Texas. Texas. That's for sure. And also, thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Hear it rerun immediately if you'd like on the internet through that webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. Beyond the immediately, wait a few days, and you can listen to it in archive form. You can download it, you can keep it, put it on CD, throw it away, get very angry. And tune in every week, except 2 weeks from now, and 3 weeks from now, Tuesday, 6 to 7. Thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.